You're listening to the British Podcast, a One of Us cast on oneofus.net. That style, I think, instead of doing the whole big intro now, I think just talking's better. Are you going to sniffle the whole way through the podcast?
I can't help it, I'm ill.
But you're going to be okay?
Yes, I will survive.
I will, no, okay. That's for Saturday nights and dresses and things.
Yeah, yeah. Give it to the Saturday.
Indeed. So, yes, this week really, what's been going on with us? As when really, never really apart, we got to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
We did get to see Guardians of the Galaxy, which was fucking awesome. I absolutely loved it from start to finish.
So much so, we're going to go see it again.
Yeah, we're going to go see it again.
I think a lot of people I know have at least seen it twice.
Yeah.
And some people are on their third viewing.
Mm.
I think part as well because they, despite it being... part of this juggernaut continuity now. It's the 10th film from Marvel. It still feels like this plucky little upstart.
Oh, yeah. It feels like it's out on its own.
Yeah, because there's no correlation to anything. I mean, the only connection we have is the Collector between the end of Thor 2 and this. But apart from that, it had that odd, not indie feel about it, but it just felt... There's no massive stars in it.
No, it certainly didn't feel like...
Or at least not on screen.
Yeah, it didn't feel like there was anyone sort of... I don't know, it didn't feel like there was like this main person. Although Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, is obviously the main character,
mm-hmm.
he is and isn't. It's like, the funny thing is someone was asking me like, well, you know, who's your favourite character out of it, and I'd probably say Rocket and Groot, which is just like, I freaking love Groot.
Yeah.
Like, considering it's a character that says four words throughout the entire thing,
but manages a ton more characterization than some films with characters with hefty dialogue, which I think you're going to want to talk about later.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, but yeah, I think the audience really enjoyed it. It was funny.
It wasn't also, what I found as well is it didn't seem to me, because obviously I do read comics, but I haven't read comics for ages. And so it's one of those things that I've started reading them, and I'm, you know, reading a lot of sort of small indie things to sort of ease my way in of like, if there's something that's in a relatively small, I mean, like Fables, I've read all of them, there's like over 20 of those. But it's not sort of a massive undertaking of where the fuck do you start.
I think there's still only like 140 issues. But if you compare that to Spider-Man, Batman, Superman...
Which I can talk about in a second. But the main thing with this is I didn't feel like there was anyone going to be sort of sitting in the audience massively and saying, well, he's actually a Norse god and they've said his hammer wrong and... Hi, Penny. A friend of mine is from Denmark, and she was just like, "There."
It's meow meow.
No, it isn't.
It's meow meow.
Anyway, he's, you know, it's just the thing of like, you know, that isn't how those characters are in Norse mythology of Loki and Thor, and then you have people coming at it with the whole thing of, well, that isn't, you know, like this in this comic or that comic. It feels very fresh because of that, because they, although there are comics of them, they aren't very well known, and they don't seem to, yeah, they just don't seem, they seem a lot fresher anyway.
I think it was, yeah, I think it's a lot less source slave heavy sort of thing. There were little nods in there and whatever, but yeah, I think they kind of, obviously they borrowed heavily from the Abnett and Lanin run, of which I've got the first big collected volume coming this week, to go back and read it, because I'd never really read any Guardians, because they're probably D-tier characters.
Yeah.
They've been, you know, and now suddenly two of the biggest comics out from Marvel at the moment is Legendary Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon, you know, with, like, awesome art by Scotty Young, so...
Yeah, I think once that gets onto, like, 5 or 6 issues, then I'll...
Get a trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a trade.
I'm a trade girl.
Well, you know, our bookcase is just trades.
I bought, mainly because I was just so fucking excited, the first few issues of Serenity, just because I'm such a Firefly fan. But I will now just wait and get a trade of it.
Firefly versus Guardians.
Oh, well, this came up, obviously, with the big internet meme this week.
Yeah.
Where
would you put yourself?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's so difficult. I think I'm going to go Guardians. How bad is that? I'm going to go Guardians. Because I like aliens.
Okay. Which there isn't a... Wow, there's nothing...
There's no aliens.
There is
in
no
Firefly.
Aliens, is there? No. No, there isn't.
There are no aliens.
No.
That's... The humans have taken over the verse. There are no aliens.
No.
There's the Reavers.
But they're... Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. No. I like the alien side of it.
Mm. So I think... Guardians fever has definitely gripped the UK, and I think, well, the world. I think, I mean, we had the premiere here. It's all over social media.
I am loving up on Chris Pratt at the moment. Yeah. He can rap to me anytime he fancies, because listening to him rap Eminem, yeah, that was
when did he happening. When did he rap Eminem?
Oh, have you not seen the video?
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh,
the guy just seems to be
dear
fucking...
Lord.
Well, did you hear about him stealing his own Star-Lord uniform?
No.
He stole it and then went to a kid's hospital dressed up as Star-Lord to go and hang out with kids. It's like...
Chris.
Ovaries hey. Popping yeah. everywhere.
Just... Seriously, Chris, come talk to me.
He's married to Anna Faris.
Hi, Anna and Chris.
Well, even Chris Evans is like, I miss your husband. And she's like, yeah, I know.
We can work something.
Yeah. But I think that's even led us to this week buy Guardians of the Galaxy inspired stuff. Well, for you, I was going to do a Star-Lord cosplay with you. Yeah. But I've realised that the UK con scene has decided to move on from Frozen onto Guardians of the Galaxy. And if I go to convention dressed as Star-Lord, I'm going to be the majority, not the minority. It's going to be...
I'm excited to do... I'm excited to see quite a few people doing Star-Lord. I am especially excited to see Eve Beauregard is going to do Star-Lord.
Oh, is she? She's going to do gender Star-Lord?
She's doing Star-Lord. That's it. She's just doing Star-Lord.
Well, yeah... Okay, all right, yeah. Okay.
And so, I can't wait. I can't wait to see her do Star-Lord, because she's going to be fucking awesome.
Mm. The Groots that we've seen.
Are amazing. And I am working on a Gamora cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
We are surrounded by material where we sit.
There is much faux leather and mesh going on. It's quite exciting.
You are bouncing up and down on the spot, you realise that. That might come through on the microphone if you're doing that.
I am so excited.
You are. It's that big bloody coffee you bought when we went for a walk.
I know. Well, I need something, otherwise I'm going to drown in my own snot. It's horrible.
Take you for a nice little walk around Canterbury City Centre and you just decide to buy coffee and hype out on me.
I know. And this is my, like, anyone who knows me, I am a one coffee every few days kind of person, and I have had two coffees today, the second of which being a grande. So I may not sleep for days.
But obviously, you and I enjoy, and I look around and I can see different artwork hanging up in our house.
Yes.
I can see a Tom Whelan Mondo poster, and I can see a couple of pieces of Des Taylor original artwork and stop bouncing.
Sorry. Fuck me.
And original artwork from a Fables comic by Buckingham and Leah Lower. And we managed to pick up some more artwork this week.
Yeah, we picked up Ollie Moss's Groot and Rocket.
Which are adorable.
They are so cute.
Which will also go with other
Ollie. Fuck you, Ollie. Fuck you.
Which will go
Stop
with
our... Stop paying shit up, but then I'm just like, yes, I need Tony!
But the exchange rate is so good with the US at the moment. It doesn't cost anything. It was like $30 and I was like, oh shit. It was like £18. Oh yeah, that's okay then.
Yeah, I'll have them. I'll have five.
Two pieces of original Ollie Moss artwork. Thank you very much. Which will go nicely with our other. It's all the same set. So we've got our six Breaking Bad, like the six different pieces of Walter White.
Yeah.
And our two pieces of True Detective.
Yeah.
So we've now got like 10 pieces of Ollie Moss.
Yeah.
All the same little size, coloured paper.
They are so pretty.
And he's done a whole Game of Thrones set as well.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones, so it's lost on me.
But he's done like 20 of them, I think. It's huge. And he's done loads of Marvel characters and everything else. But we also managed, which was definitely a highlight of this week.
Yes.
We managed to pick up one of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives from Mondo of Star-Lord.
Yeah.
We did try to get two.
We tried to get one. But yes, I did manage to work my wily way on the Mondo site once
You've got a knack.
How many have I won now? Four? We're up to four.
Winter Soldier, Jaws, Star-Lord.
There's another one in there, I'm sure I've won another one.
Lego Movie?
Yeah, I think I won the Lego Movie.
Did I win the Lego Movie at work?
But basically, I am...
Yeah. We've got a good success rate for the ones we've gone for of late. And I always remember like, listening to, Harris O'Malley, who's Dr. Nerdlove, who used to be part of the old site with Spill, Chris, and Brian talk about Mondo. It's like, when you win a Mondo poster, that's an achievement unlocked in life. We've now...
We have actually got quite a shit ton of
so
them.
In the basement we've got
I'm not, don't because then I'll start adding up the money. We're gonna leave it. We have Mondo on walls. They are framed. That's done. Because then I'm just gonna feel sick about the amount of paper that I have bought.
But moving away from a galaxy not too far away to a galaxy far away.
Yes, we have watched
the original trilogy.
Three of the original trilogy.
So we watched, I think last time we spoke, you had watched A New Hope.
I think so.
And we've since then we've watched Empire and Jedi.
Yep.
So you now, for one, thank you so much for sending me a little text, which was a Star Wars reference. My cock did twinge a little bit at the thought you now send me Star Wars references.
I did also see someone put one up the other day on Facebook and I was like, oh! I know what this is.
You could have put up the Chris Evans gif from Avengers and going, I get that reference.
I know, I really probably should have. Just because it is quite sad how excited I do get. I have enjoyed the Star Wars.
Do they deserve the... What's the word I'm looking for? I mean, they're sacred.
I cannot tell. Because the fact is they earn their notoriety and their fame for the fact that they were doing something that on such a scale that hadn't necessarily been done before with a very, Star Trek was TV, this was film, and it was very, very different, and it built a world unlike we had seen in... cinema before.
Sci-fi was dead at the cinema.
So I think that's an impossible thing. I know there are certain people who have said that, you know, when you take away the rose-tinted glasses, that the movies aren't that good. And I do agree to an extent that there is a massive lack of characterization throughout certain parts of the movies, which I did, you know, very much find with New Hope. Also, I did sit there and cringe throughout the third movie of just like, Leia, please don't say it. No, just leave it. Just don't say it. Because if you say what I think, oh, Leia, you've said that, why? When she was just like, I think I've always known.
You didn't know that was coming.
You
may have cringed at the time, but you didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, no, it was, I don't know, there was, the fact that Luke had already said it, and then I think, I was just like, I am not. Why did you smooch him then, if you always knew?
Okay, all right, so... As always, what happens in every queue at a Comic-Con or a bunch of guys around a table playing board games, rank the three films from top to bottom.
Rank the three films.
It's quite easy. I can tell you the answer, but...
I would go 2, 1, 3, I think I would probably go.
Correct. That is the right answer. So Empire top, New Hope, and Jedi. What was your probably your single favourite scene?
What was my single favourite scene? I'm not sure, actually. I'm really not sure. I find there are certain things that I find fascinating and really just didn't understand at all. Of just like, because obviously I have seen all of these characters so many times at cons, in display cabinets, on the fronts of posters, and all of this. And the fact that, like, Boba Fett just then got eaten by a slimy vagina, I was like, well, seriously, that was it? Like, what did he do? He missed shot.
No, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
I'm like...
No, that's it. That's all Boba Fett is famous for. He lives on in what was the extended universe, which Disney now gone... This isn't our universe. Now we've bought this. Now let Daddy do what he wants to do, and they can now put aside all of that and call that the classic universe, they call it now. And there's now going to be a whole new, which is what Marvel released at Comic-Con, of like Kieran Gillen and other people writing brand new Marvel Star Wars comics.
What was my one favorite scene? Really don't know.
So some of the classic scenes that people like, you've got Luke on Dagobah with Yoda.
Like Yoda.
You've got Luke confronting Vader for the first time or the second time.
Luke's a pussy, I don't like Luke.
Well, okay, that answers one of my later questions. You've got the Death Star run from the first film or the third film, because they literally just did repeat it, but just changed it up a little bit. You've got the Ben Kenobi versus Vader confrontation.
That was a bit anticlimactic, wasn't it?
That's probably the biggest scenes I can think of. The Ewok battle just doesn't count. Oh, the speeder bike clash kind of goes down there.
I did like the speeder bikes.
Yeah, I used to have one of those. They were awesome.
But I did find my comment about the fact that everyone was wearing camo gear and they managed to bring Obi-Wan Kenobi's bright wool fucking gold ass with them. It's just like...
Yeah.
Think about that.
You did blow a lot of holes in that trilogy for me. A lot of holes, which I'm not going to talk about now. But yeah. It's not a case of, I think, as well, I've got rose-tinted glasses about the films. I just... If you grow up with a film that you really enjoy, it's just... That's it. It's embedded in you. I can see the flaws in Star Wars, but they are still highly enjoyable films that created a whole universe for me to enjoy.
But I didn't look at it just like, this is shit because of this. It was more just like pointing out what, for me as a you know, virgin watcher, of just like, I really genuinely didn't. Obviously, there are major plot lines that you know, and there are certain things that obviously
I am your father.
Happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like, okay, there are these things that just don't, continuity-wise or characterization-wise, make sense for me, because I don't feel that they're very interesting. I didn't buy Han Solo coming back for a second in the first movie. It's just like, why does he give a shit about this snotty-nosed little brat? I just don't like Luke.
I think it's because he wanted some mad pussy. I think that's what he came back for.
Yeah, I know, but Luke was all sectioning the mad pussy off for himself.
He was trying to, but I think Han knew that he was more of a man.
No, Han's still fudging about at the third one, thinking that she's in love with Luke.
No, he cops a feel when she gets shot, and, you know, he tried, obviously in Empire, he, you know, he corners her, a bit rapey, and it, when they're inside the worm, yeah, worm's belly, it's a little bit forced. She kind of gives in, but I think it's a case of...
But, no.
No, you don't buy that?
No.
Okay.
There wasn't enough characterization for me for somebody who was as badass mercenary as Han was to come back and save Luke. Luke, really?
Yeah, okay. I'm interested to kind of see what happens to him in episode 7, because, well, they're all old as fuck now, so it's going to be just interesting to sort of see what, like, what level they take it to, and whether they're going to...
I like how upset you were at the young Vader being at the end of...
No, everyone is upset with Hayden, with Mannequin Skywalker... being at the end, because you get to enjoy that, because we now get to watch the prequel trilogy.
But my instant thing was, when I turned around to you, it's just like, yeah, but that was him when he was a Jedi, right?
Yeah, and that really upset me, because that was Lucas's answer, and
he died as a Jedi when he moved over to the dark side.
Fuck and you so that's just
I obviously haven't heard Lucas, but obviously...
I don't know how you could have come to that conclusion, because only a madman like Lucas could have come to that conclusion, because he wanted to fucking play around with it. I mean, luckily, we haven't got the Blu-ray editions, because he's fucked around with them even more, which I'll tell you about after we've watched the first three, because it all collates. He's put things in from 1, 2, and 3 even more into the... just to, like, make them sync up more, because there's major plot holes, and it's like, ugh, horrible idea. But, yeah. What did we buy on Sunday, which was really nice?
Lego! You did actually have to drag me out of the shop, which I found quite amusing.
You were sitting at...
The
kids' table for when parents just need a break from their little shits. They sit them at the Lego table to play with all the free Lego, whilst they can go off and shop.
Yeah, I know.
Which is irresponsible parenting anyway. But I had to come and get you.
I know.
Because we had bought some... Well,
it was awesome. I was saying that. I was building a fort.
Well, I had, after seeing Guardians, I had the inkling to go and buy some Guardians of the Galaxy Lego. But it was fuck off expensive.
It is fuck off expensive. I was trying to tell Margaret about that, and I was just like, yeah, this is really, really expensive.
So £70, which is probably about $100.
Over $100.
For the Milano. And it only had... It was really pretty, but it only had Star-Lord, Gamora, and Drax in it. Yeah. Along with Ronan the Accuser and his own little ship. But it didn't have all five of the Guardians.
Why did they give you all five?
I know. Well, one, they can't fit Groot into the ship because he's massive.
Like 15 feet tall.
Yeah.
But we did buy the Ghostbusters
car, Ecto-1, yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And it does come with all four of the Ghostbusters.
Which is quite cool.
But it doesn't come with Slimer.
Which I'm kind of glad about. I don't really need Slimer. It's just, I mean, I'd rather have Janine. I'd rather have Janine. Is it Janine? The receptionist? Yeah. So I've always liked the fact that Lego, we were talking about this the other day, they've become this...
I don't understand how they've managed to do it, because it's just like, what is your business model? We sell bricks.
Yeah.
Little fucking bricks.
Of different colours.
Of different colours.
Of not many different colours.
No, to build shit.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that was their business model. Until, and now they are like...
Well, until 97, 98, that's all they were. And I had Lego as a kid. I had 80s space Lego. I had the shit which Benny adores. I had...
I did love
Benny. I had spaceships, and I had spaceships! And I had... I had, like, little moon base stations and stuff. That's the kind of Lego that I had.
I can't remember what I had, but I had
Lego. Didn't have like sets or anything, or like Lego City, or...
No, I don't think so. Dorian, friend of mine, definitely had like a shit ton of Lego. And Kinects, this is what we were saying when I was...
Yeah, I wasn't really into Kinects or like Meccano. But,
oh, Meccano.
But...
I love buildings.
Yeah, I think it was like, I think it was around 98, like Lego and Star Wars formed a partnership. And obviously... That done really well. So from there, the games came out.
I just find it hilarious.
But since then, we've had Harry Potter, Indiana Jones. We've now got Marvel. We've got DC. I think there's been Lord of the Rings.
Have they brought out the DeLorean, or is that still
No, it's been out. It's been and gone. Whether it's still available or not, it's another matter. But there was also Lone Ranger Lego, which no one gave a shit about. At all, because the film was terrible.
I think they were expecting that as a possibility.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been some big films.
Do you know
and
what
there's Simpsons
they need
Lego.
To do?
What's that?
They need to do Frozen Lego, so that it's like
the Ice Palace.
The ice. I want to build the Ice Palace.
Well, why don't you build that and put it on?
Because I need clear blue thing. I can't do it out of baby blue. It will look shit.
Yeah,
it needs.
Yeah, so
clear Lego.
So the Ecto One, which I showed you, was on the Lego Ideas page.
Yes,
and we can talk about something we saw on there in a minute.
Oh my god, it was amazing!
So Lego, who just what a great idea for a business model. It was like, we make this stuff, but hey, if you come up with something awesome, we'll then you do the hard work and build it. We'll then do the behind-the-scenes litigation and the red tape and the licensing. And we're not going to pay you a fucking penny for this.
But we're going to allow you to buy it.
But we're
going to
allow you to buy it. I don't know, maybe they send them a free set. I don't know.
I hope they send the person who created it at least a free set. Because otherwise,
especially,
that is like such a douchebag thing to do.
Especially Ecto-1, because it's a piece of art. It's beautiful. It took us, 3 hours?
Yeah,
we've had a really bad week personally.
Yeah,
and I just wanted a bit of retail therapy, and I could have gone and brought a load of comics, but I thought no, I want something to do. So buying that and then laying out here on the floor and building that for like 3 hours was really. I cannot recommend Lego as therapy enough because we sorted through the pieces.
Yeah, you have to really think about what you're doing, but also it is relatively mindless as well.
It clears your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're following a plan, and that's it. You are not a master builder.
Turn the page. No, we're not master. We're definitely not master builders.
I'm quite good.
You're quite good, but we did actually fuck up the proton packs, which are the easiest things to build.
Because.
Because we use the bright red little circles instead of the dark red circles. This means nothing to anyone listening.
I don't care. We're having a discussion about which circles we used. It's very important to me.
But yeah, even the four guys all come on their own little display stand with the Ghostbusters logo.
Yeah,
we can put them in the vehicle if you want
can
to.
We?
Yeah, they all fit.
They fit?
Yeah.
Not with the hood on.
No, you have to take the hood off, put them in, then you can put the hood on. They do.
I do not believe with their proton packs on.
They don't wear their proton packs on. Duh. They don't wear their proton packs whilst they're driving around New York busting ghosts, do they?
It would be much more efficient if they could just get out, shoot something. But the fact that...
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll go and get my rucksack in a minute and we'll fill it up with shit and we'll get in my car with you wearing that and let's see you get in and out of my car with the backpack on.
I've seen the guys cosplaying with the proton packs and I realised
they're fucking
heavy.
Yeah, they've actually built sound systems into their proton packs. So they can walk around with 80s music playing.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
There was a guy at the cosplay... picnic.
Oh, was he dressed up?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
There were two guys dressed up, and then one of them definitely had a proton pack.
Hello to all the UK cosplayers who are listening. Hello, we love you.
Have got any closer to the mic?
No, I could have flated it, but it's quite a beast.
It is.
It's a mouthful. Had bigger, but yeah, we really enjoyed.
So
we went. We after we built it, we went on the Ideas website. And there's four, I think, that have been commissioned. So the first one was quite boring. I can't remember what it was.
That's some bad, wasn't there?
That's in approval. Yeah. So in approval, there is... shall I look?
I don't give a shit, no.
Okay.
So, what
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a minute.
What?
No, we're going to get to that in a minute. But it's been approved, which is awesome. Was the Ecto One? So they put that forward as the 30th anniversary. Got approved. They got the license and put it out. The DeLorean as well, which I think we're going to end up purchasing next month.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we can have the DeLorean and Ecto One next to each other.
Although I did find it hilarious the amount of times that we tried to record the Ecto One going past.
Oh, we tried to make a classy little Instagram video, yeah, which failed. That teaches me trying to be someone in his 20s. but then we found this is, you've got to go and have a look at this. On Lego, just type in Lego Ideas Avenger Helicarrier.
It's, and don't look at the small version that's only got, you know, a few thousand pieces. No, go for the big bitch.
So the guy who built this, it's got I think 26,000 pieces of Lego. And Lego come back and said, it's fantastic that you did this, and also you've got the most amount of likes in a month ever. But we can't build something with 26,000 bricks because it's going to cost a fucking fortune. I mean, Ecto One was probably 500 to 1,000.
I have no idea.
And cost £45?
Yeah.
That's going to cost £1,000 at least, isn't it? But my God, is it beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It's genuinely the prettiest thing I've seen in a long time.
Mm. But Lego came back and said, do you think you can smidge it down a little bit? And how it's still incredibly impressive.
Like, the thing is a lot of the problems that we had with it, like the logo, this is how fussy you start getting, the fucking logo being pixelated on the top. But Lego will be able to sort that out because they won't do it with bricks. They will print it on the top of the bricks, and that you have to put the bricks in a certain order to be able to get the logo.
Yeah.
So things like that.
But the guy had actually made a proper smooth shield logo.
How the fuck?
I don't know. But it's just lots of tiny little bricks. It's like when we saw the massive Luke Skywalker Lego figure the other week, and he looks impressive from a distance. But obviously, the closer you get, the more pixelated he becomes. But yeah, well, I think we both dropped our jaws and went, holy fuck.
You're so pretty.
I can't even begin to think the detail. He must have craggled the shit out of that.
Don't go craggling shit.
You have to craggle everything. You have to.
If I come home and the Ecto One is craggled,
I'm going to craggle all over that.
No, you're wrong.
But it does look very, very nice on our shelf, doesn't it?
Yeah. I do just... It's one of those things, it's just like, it's awesome, but also, why do I have this?
Yeah. We now built it, and it sits there doing nothing. But is that not everything in life? There's really... Does any, you know, apart from practical shit, which you use on a day-to-day basis.
Books and DVDs, you'll re-watch.
Right, out of all those DVDs on that shelf, we have watched maybe 6 since we've lived in this house. Netflix is where everything lives now. Yeah? We've watched 3 Star Wars films. We've watched Frozen God knows how many times. We've had a bit of an... we've had a bit of a Marvel Universe. Like, we went through quite a few of those.
Yes, and we need to sit down and watch all of the Bonds.
And we need to go... we need to watch your amazing Bond box set.
Fucking... That, and I really want my Lauren Hardy box set back. I was talking about it the other day.
I know, we had a whole podcast where you talked about Lauren Hardy.
I know. I want my box set. I really miss it.
We'll get you a new box set. If anyone out there is listening who works and happens to, like, you know, have anything to do with Lauren Hardy, very odd request, would you mind sending us a Lauren Hardy box set? Get in touch with Chris at oneofus.net. And yeah, this isn't going to work, but it's, fuck it.
You want it.
You want it that bad?
Yeah.
You're actually pouting.
I am. I'm really sad about it today. Maybe it's because everything's hitting me a lot harder today.
Is it?
I'm just like, okay. I got super excited about fabrics earlier, having gone shopping for my Gamora cosplay, so now we're surrounded by faux leather.
Yeah, yeah. But it is the little things in life which do bring us pleasure.
Yeah.
Things like cons and whatever. So, you mean, we've got August off.
Con-wise, yeah.
And September?
September I'm doing photo shoots. So I've got photo shoots for steampunk aerial, and also I think I'm doing a Frozen shoot.
Why don't you plug your page whilst you're talking about it?
You can find me on Facebook at Kia Maria Cosplay.
Yes.
Kia Maria.
But then we hit October, November time in the UK. What an odd time, like, to have cons.
No, same thing with artists. Artists always tour in the winter over here.
Do they?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because during the summer we've got other shit to do, and then when it gets to the winter, we're so looking for anything to do that we will just do pay for anything.
Yeah, so we've got, in the space, I think we've got 3 weeks out of four. We've got LFC's. So first week of November is Thought Bubble, which is probably the best con there is. It's amazing. It's a really, it's a thinky con.
Yes, it's definitely a thinky con. I like
thinky con.
It is a thinky con, as opposed to MCM, which is a fucking no-brainer con.
But the cosplay level is really low at Thought Bubble, which I quite enjoy.
The fact that they actually offer cheaper tickets to cosplayers.
Do they really?
Yeah, you turn up in cosplay, you get a cheaper ticket.
See, I actually would rather they didn't do that. I kind of like that it isn't about cosplay. Like, just one con that isn't about cosplay. I love cosplayers and cosplay, but I just think one little con.
Last time they ever hear from you.
Oh no, because you don't get the rest of the fucking year with all of you with your photo shoots and your picnics and your cons. And it's beautiful and amazing, but it's nice to maybe have one con where which is more focused on the comic book writers, the artists.
I do really love going and seeing all of the different artists and stuff. It's fantastic there. I need to look at the schedules more and decide what talks I want to go to.
Yeah, you've never done a panel, have you?
I've never done any of them because I'm always just so fucking busy.
But that's the good thing, it's the con where, because you're not cosplaying and whatever, you can actually go and listen to the Image talk or, you know, whoever's going to do, like, because it is very much, I'd say, more Image-centric, more, and obviously Mondo are there. It's the only con they come to in the UK, which we spent 3 hours last year queuing up to get some posters.
We really didn't need to do that.
We
also could have gone and got our fucking jackets out of the car that was a 5 minute walk away and instead stood there and froze our bollocks off for the entire time. It was awful.
Well,
fucking hell.
Well, one of us froze our bollocks off. One of us went for a walk and gone and got warm.
And you didn't go for a walk at any point.
Yes, true.
You did. We were taking turns.
Yeah.
Douchebag.
Fair enough. But yeah, I think, it's quite nice that they're over. So it'd be interesting to kind of see. I think I need to be a bit more.
But yeah, no, we do have Winter LFCC and then MCM and then a break, and then.
I think it's 3 weeks out of four.
3 weeks out of four.
Yeah. It's like,
So we'll be paying rent for a place that we don't live in. And it'll have cost us more in hotel fees and travel than it will have for our rent.
Oh, first world geek problems. Mm. We go to cons to have fun and meet up with our friends. I don't think it's a really valid excuse, is it?
No. But yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be amazing.
Mm. Mm.
So...
Am
I not allowed to even casual cosplay Thought Bubble?
You can do what the fuck you like, I don't care. But I just think it's nice not to be stopped every 5 metres for a photograph. It's nice for you to actually walk around and enjoy a con. Because the others, you don't get to enjoy them as much.
But that's why I tend to do Friday, where I get to go round.
Yeah, but we don't have a Friday at Thought Bubble. It's 2 days. So you might as well just, for 2 days... chill out, have a good time. We actually have to travel a good 250 miles for this con, which to Americans is nothing, but to us it's virtually the length of the country.
It's literally.
Yeah, it's not the length. It's literally, it's quite far. And we stay away in a hotel for 2 nights. It's like, it's a lot of expenditure, but it's quite nice just for you to just chill out and... Yeah. You know, we've got some big names there, like Scott Snyder's going to be there this year, who writes Batman and American Vampire. You know, all the regulars are going to be there. I'm just thinking like Kieran Gillen and, you know, Jamie McKelvey, David Aja and Matt Fraction.
I was just about to say, yeah, no, I was going to pick up American Vampire the other day, but he missed out to Matt Fraction and Sex Criminals.
You picked up Sex Criminals instead?
Yeah.
You went for Sex for Vampires.
Well, normally I like them together.
Yeah, it's True
That's
Blood.
That's what I normally like. Yeah. True Blood, Vampire Diaries.
Twilight.
No, not so much. I've seen the Twilight movies, but it's not very good.
Whoa. You saw the Twilight films before Star Wars.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I really should have vetted you before we started dating. Can you move out tomorrow? It was just this.
Can you tell me what Jordan and Peter Andre's kids are called? Or all of Jordan's kids?
No.
Liar. Oh, that twitch.
I generally can't now.
Kerry
I've forgotten.
Katona?
Yeah, I know that I was exposed to reality TV. I'm going to cut this out anyway, so it's fine. I think that's about everything we've got to say tonight, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've had a bit of a boring personal life type of couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been a huge ton of work. To be honest, I've also managed to catch up on quite a few comics because I've been travelling so much. I have read almost all of Lock and Key. I've just got volume 6 to do. I started reading Sex Criminals. I've started reading Phonogram because, you know, those two aren't difficult books to read together.
Mm.
But because of work and life and all of that stuff, I think we have.
Yeah, we haven't really done a huge amount, but, you know, so I do apologise, listeners. Yeah, I do apologise, listeners, if we haven't been particularly interesting this week.
I'm always interesting. I'm really sorry if Duke hasn't been particularly interesting.
Ow.
I'm still fucking fascinating. I'm also quite ill. I probably shouldn't have had that little coffee.
Yeah. So, obviously, as ever, you know where we live on the internet. In the UK, we are needtoconsume.com. And you can find us on Twitter at NeedToConsume or on Facebook at NeedToConsume.com. If you even want to send us an email, it's hello@NeedToConsume.com. Just come say hello to us and we'll respond because we're nice and I have nothing better to do with my time. But spread the word about us. Obviously, do keep promoting oneofus.net as well because they're a fantastic website and I adore Chris and Brian and...
There's a bit of a bromance going on.
A little bit of a bromance. I'm a little bit jealous they got to go to San Diego, though.
Yeah, we don't speak about that.
Yeah,
we speak about people who get to go to San Diego.
Or people that get to have drinks with the cast of Archer, yeah, Chris Cox.
They're dead to us.
They're dead. That's you are dead to me, Chris Cox. But if you want to send me any freebies that you get, then that would be awesome. You know. Just, yeah. I think that's goodbye, isn't it?
That's goodbye, everybody.
Bye.